Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the line is David Curley, transportation correspondent, who has more on some interesting words from the United Airlines CEO, who, David, said a lot of things that we've all been thinking for years.
Oscar Munoz was pretty candid, actually. He says he knows that you're angry. He used a different word. Our standards people don't want me to use the word. PO'd, basically, is what he said, when you get into the plane, because you've had to go through security and the lines and baggage and everything else. And when you sit down, you know, no cookie or a soda or anything is going to make you feel better. And so they've got to fix that to try and get your loyalty. It was pretty candid. I asked him, are we done with shrinking the seats? You know, have we gotten so far that, I mean, on some planes, my knees are, you know, I just can't. And he says, I think we're done. We're done shrinking the seats. There's not much more they can do there. Some airlines are actually making the seats a little bit bigger. And then I said, what's wrong with your Wi-Fi? How come it doesn't work all the time? And I thought this was very revealing. He said he would give up growth. He's talking about revenue growth or growth of the airline if they could fix the Wi-Fi system in their planes. That's how important it is to you and me, the flyers who fly on that airline.
You know, I would just agree with you there that it seems like that's the biggest talking point when you talk to other passengers who are flying, that, you know, you don't, either it's not working or you just can't get it.
Yeah, so you bring your device on and you're expecting to have the entertainment on your device and it isn't working and you didn't download a movie and you didn't bring a book. And yeah, he says it's very complicated. A couple of companies that provide the service are merging. The aircraft are different, very technically challenging. And I think if you look across the four major airlines, you know, you see varying degrees of robustness in getting the Wi-Fi signal, some better than others. And you're right, Susan. I mean, people want their Wi-Fi on the plane.
And really, it's not one issue. And I think that kind of comes across here where he mentions, you know, the Wi-Fi, the two or three hard little pretzels they give you, the seat sizes, all of the above, the, you know, the pain of just getting to the plane in the first place from the airport. I mean, all these little things add up.
They do. And what I was asking him and what started this conversation is, how does an airline differentiate itself from the others? They all want your loyalty. They want you to be their flyer. And they all offer the same classes. You know, there's basic economy, economy plus, business, and first class. So what's the difference other than price and when they go, the schedule? And he basically said it comes down to the experience. And that's what they and the others are trying to do as well. United's very excited about their new app. They're trying to make the process from when you get to the curb at the airport until you get on the plane more seamless, more painless, so that when you get in the plane, you're not angry, that you actually feel okay. And maybe could flying be fun again?
Yeah, everybody arrive in a good mood. How unusual would that be? It seems like the airlines are at a crossroads. Would you agree?
I think they've been running them as businesses for the past 4 or 5 years. I mean, you know, we saw those fare wars and it was back and forth and they were all kind of, you know, nipping at each other. All the consolidation, all the mergers have been completed now. They've been running them as businesses for several years now. And I think it's the key is, how do you grow your revenues? Because they're all public companies and they have to grow their revenues in this environment where they're all basically offering the same thing. How do you differentiate yourself? And that is the crossroads that they may be reaching. I think that all the projections are that we're going to fly more and more the coming years, which is why Airbus and Boeing have backlogs to create new aircraft. So flying's not going anywhere. The question is, how do you make me enjoy it more?
Well, it's good thing to hear that they're at least asking the question. That's David Curley, transportation correspondent, joining us live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
parts.